Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
And I'll write your name.
Tom and Laura in the morning on a Friday. The late night guys are back. Seth is talking about that Kardashian divorce that Laura and I are totally ignoring. I don't care. I mean, you know.
Listen, let's talk about it for 2 seconds.
Okay. All right.
We have Kim Kardashian, gigantic narcissist. Mm-hmm. We have Kanye West, biggest narcissist on the planet.
And they got married somehow. And now it's over.
And they created 4 beautiful babies. And that's what Kim K wanted. She wanted babies. I think she just decided she's done with Kanye. He's crazy.
Well, she ain't normal either. But yeah, Kanye West is definitely goofy. And they named their kids, what, North by Northwest, Southeast West, and whatever.
Exactly. That's correct.
All right. Well, anyway, Seth Meyers has his comments on it coming up in just a bit. So much to talk about today, National Bubble Bath Day. Maybe you could, while we play the music, maybe you can go run and take a quick bubble bath. What do you think?
No, there's nothing quick about a bubble bath. And I have a deep tub, so it takes like a half an hour to fill.
Okay, that's a bad idea then.
It seems like wasteful of the water.
You know what I mean? But it's a guilty pleasure.
I do love a bath.
Yeah.
I like to, like, make it a thing if I'm taking a bath.
So a glass of wine, some candles, all that?
Yep. Yeah, all the things.
Some soft music or some kind of music, whatever.
Sometimes I just like the quiet.
Oh. Is it ever quiet in your house? I'm just gonna wonder.
No, not really. There's always somebody creeping around doing something.
Oh, I was talking about the dogs, but okay.
That too.
Coming up tonight, Laura, a sad moment for you and I hope everybody agrees with this. We officially, electronically, actually, say goodbye to Alex Trebek tonight.
Oh, it's his last show tonight, isn't it?
Yes, they tape episodes upon episodes in advance. We lost Alex Trebek a couple weeks ago, and tonight is the last episode of Jeopardy. And we put together a montage of Alex Trebek. What a brave man.
Alex Trebek!
This week, I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. What is We Love You Out? That's very kind of you. Thank you. Cost you $19.95. You're left with $5.
I got choked up because it suddenly registered on me. Throughout my life, I've always wondered about how courageous a human being I was. I just look at it as it's part of life. Does that mean I'm courageous because I'm dealing with it? No. I could be scared to death and I'd still have to deal with it. But I'm not scared to death. So maybe I am courageous. What I would do on that day is tell the director, time the show down to leave me 30 seconds at the end. That's all I want. And I will say my goodbyes. And until we meet again, God bless you and goodbye.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Oh,
he was awesome.
My. Yes, he was. And now we talk replacement. And there's been Katie Kirk, as mentioned. And she will, I guess, temporarily fill in.
Yeah, they're going to do a series of guest hosts from everything that I've read about the show as it moves forward. So Katie Kirk is up. And then Ken Jennings, one of the huge winners from the past, he is up as well. And then they have a couple of people they are sort of throwing around. LeVar Burton.
Wow.
Rainbow guy.
Yeah.
He might be in the running. Laura Coates, who's a CNN legal analyst, and Anderson Cooper's name was thrown out there.
Yeah, I look at Anderson Cooper as a news guy. We don't need a news guy doing a game show. We need a smart person. So, and I'm not saying he's not smart, but maybe the legal analyst might be better. Maybe just Ken Jennings. I mean, he was one of the biggest winners ever on the show. So give it to
him. That's true. I would like that, actually, because Ken Jennings was one of the winningest contestants on Jeopardy.
Yeah, here's the deal. Like, when your team, your favorite sports team is bad, you just fire the coach. You're all excited about replacing, you know? But in a situation like this, where Alex Trebek was a staple, and we found out just how courageous he was, man, it's going to be hard to fill those shoes.
1,000%. Whoever ultimately fills those shoes has a gigantic gigantic job to do.
Yes.
But and also they have to practice their pronunciation because Alex could pronounce anything in any language.
Absolutely right. I always wanted to see Alex Trebek and Laura Good in a pronounce off. You know, like, wouldn't that be great?
Here's the thing. French is my second language, but he was French Canadian.
Yes.
So
he
came by it naturally.
He nailed it, yeah. It's like, wow.
I would lose.
It's like being from Jersey and still being able to speak English. He was amazing. Anyway, tonight, the last episode of Jeopardy with Alex Trebek. America will be watching. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
I guess we're getting you ready for Flashback Friday there with that Canadian, what was his name? Corey Hart, and I wear my sunglasses at night. That's dangerous. Don't do it. News is coming up next. Tom and Laura in the morning. You heard Mark talking about it at 6 o'clock. I don't want to be really sad today because it's Friday. We already talked about Alex Trebek, but we lost a good local friend, Joe Diblin, yesterday. He passed away.
We did, 103 years young.
What a great guy. I'd become a real good friend of Joe's just because I was a fan. Now listen, people say, well, that's ridiculous. You're Tom Morgan or whatever. But I love Joe's weekly article in the Daily Item about World War II. He was a pilot. And then, Laura, remember this past summer, we did a feature on him, a recorded feature, his birthday parade.
Yep. He had the drive-by birthday parade and was honored as one of the remaining World War II pilots that are still with us, or were still with us, excuse me. Mm-hmm. But he led an extraordinary life, and the column that he had in the Daily Item was so cool. I look forward to reading it, too. I would log on and read it, and it just, what neat stuff he would talk about.
Yeah, I mean, in some of the lifestyle World War II stories were just as good as the action-packed war stories. Joe, you'll be missed. He is also was one of the oldest Pennsylvanians and the oldest resident at Nottingham Village with his buddy Dave right behind him at 102. So, yeah, Joe, rest in peace, my good friend. We will be featuring Joe Diblin audio throughout the morning show here with news. Speaking of news, how about some good news coming up, huh? How about it?
Yeah, I think we need to do the good news a little early this morning. You know, it was a hard 24 hours Wednesday into Thursday. I think everybody, like, tensions were high and the world felt heavy. So I say let's be positive today and let's rock out when it's Flashback Friday.
Laura Good has the good news, a new feature. And we'll do that coming up next hour as well. Stay with us. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
Right here on 94KX.
Epic adventure. Breaking news. Everyone talking about?
Everybody's talking about the good news with Laura Good.
You know what? We're going to start off with a trend that we love.
Okay.
Another 2021 tip is in the news. This one comes out of Florida, where someone walked into a smoothie place called Miami Squeeze, bought $72 worth of drinks, and then left the staff a big surprise.
2021 came in as expected on that tip.
We always look forward to these type of things, and it kind of builds an incentive for us to work harder and cater to them.
We always gonna win because what we do, you know, it's for the people. And when you do things from the heart, you'll always be winning.
Isn't that awesome?
When you do things from the heart, you're always winning.
Always win. The entire staff got a tip for $2,021. Of course, this is a trend that's kind of going across the nation. People tipping, restaurant workers, servers, bartenders, etc. The year 2021. Very cool.
Very cool.
Up next is a janitor at a hospital near Los Angeles has raised a bunch of money. And now this might sound normal, but essentially, it's just by as he's going around collecting the trash out of the different rooms and the different departments in the hospital, he's like, hey, do you have any spare change? Even if it's just a penny. In a single week, he raised over $1,400 for the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Los Angeles. Wow. Here's the thing. It inspired a new payroll deduction program to start at the hospital. So workers now can have anywhere from 50 cents to $5 automatically deducted from their paychecks to a rotating list of charities.
Wow, that's good news.
Right? Isn't that awesome? And last but not least, for the past 3 months, and this one's kind of a little weird, okay, but I feel like if it catches on, it could make someone's day. There's a woman at a drive-thru at Wendy's. It's out near Seattle, who's been saying, "I love you," to every customer just to lift their spirits. At first, people would look at her weird, but she's keeping track of how many say it back. So far, in a little over a week, this is a busy Starbucks.
Okay.
Over 2,000 people have said, "I love you" back.
No, oh, that's a whole lot of love.
Just one way to spread positivity, right? It's like Buddy the Elf.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Thanks for visiting Starbucks. I love you. Hi, I love you too.
Exactly. We get the news with Mark Lawrence, top and bottom of the hour, every hour. But once a day, we get
the good news with me, Laura Good, every weekday right here on 94KX.
Beautiful, beautiful Flashback Friday. We are coming up next. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Mark has got the news. Rob, the Sports Center on the way, and AccuWeather. You heard Mark talk about it just a few minutes ago. Drew the Chef is going to be on Hell's Kitchen. That's exciting.
Yes, it's very cool. So Chef Drew, he's a local chef. He used to work at Bott's, currently out at Ard's Farm. And it premiered last night, season 19 of Hell's Kitchen with Gordon Ramsay, who is not nice to his contestants.
No, he's mean. Gordon is mean. I don't know if I could be on that show. The first time he got in my grill and started yelling, I'd crack him with a frying pan or something. But Chef Drew says, like, kind of like when local celebs or local peeps are on game shows, like, they record in advance. So he said he had to keep this a secret, and it's tough.
It's really, really hard, especially when it's a reality TV show and there are challenges and people get kicked off. You can't talk about any of that.
No. And he knows what happened already, but he can't tell anybody.
I don't know. It looks cool. I watched a little clip of it this morning. I didn't get a chance to watch it last night, but the show is in Las Vegas. And for the first time ever, 16 aspiring chefs from around the country roll the dice, so to speak, in Sin City. So looks like a great season of the show. Sometimes I think that Chef Gordon Ramsay is like a little much, but then I follow him on social media and he's so nice with his kids.
Yeah, but I like the way you said, sometimes I think he's a little much. He's a lot much. But
I was trying to be nice.
So you're saying he's kind of playing the part on Hell's Kitchen then?
Yeah, he does these videos with his kiddos in the kitchen that pop up on social media, and they're so adorable, especially during quarantine. They were cooking together, and he would do like 10-minute little blips of like a quick weekday dinner, and I love that side of him. I was like, oh, why do you have to be so mean?
Yeah, I guess it's his character, I guess. I don't know, but hey, to Alan Ard and to Kyle Ard out at Ard's Farm Market, way to go. You got Chef Drew on Hell's Kitchen.
Good stuff.
Now, that's a cool way to kick off a Flashback Friday. Let's go dancing, Laura.
Who says I haven't been dancing?
See, we don't have the FaceTime camera on today. The things I miss.
I actually forgot about this song. I love this song from Kool and the Gang. Yep. Great.
Thank you. Thank you for the call on the Ford Fun Lines. Remember in the old days when you used to buy those Time Life music things, and it was what, in 100 different categories? The best R&B songs of all time or something like that?
Oh, yeah. I also, what now? That's what I call music. Like, yeah. Version are we on right now? Like, how many of those are there now?
I don't know. I was collecting them all back in the day when I ran a DJ company and owned it, but we got to be up in the 70s by now.
You think? Now I'm going to have to Google on a flashback.
Yeah, Google it, because
now
I think. Now that's what.
What I call music.
What I call music, volume, whatever.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
You go way back in time, the Time Life series was almost the same thing. Now that's what I call music was current music.
Oh my goodness. What volume 76.
76 already.
I wonder
if you have like the early volumes, and I still have them, like volume 1 through 25 maybe was the 80s. I was wondering if they're worth money now. Hey. Or could you just order them and it's no big deal? You know, who knows?
I feel like I bought some of mine, though, at the wall. Do you remember when you could go shop at the wall and they would put that little sticker on there? And then if your CD got scratched or whatever, you could then take it back and they would replace it for you. They had a wall guarantee.
Yeah. It was so much better than a VIP club or anything else, coupon club. You can get a whole new CD if it got damaged. Those were the days. But, you know, nowadays, things are tougher, Lauren. I think we need some kind of music. Some kind of music offer that would make us feel better.
Time Life presents the perfect music collection for these times.
Make the world go away.
Turn off the news and turn up the tunes.
I'm leaving on a jet.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's a great getaway as you break away from the world's reality. Order now and receive a collection of calming water sounds.
Oh, that's nice.
Like babbling brook.
Ooh.
Ocean waves.
Oh, wow.
And refilling toilet.
What? Okay.
Time Life Music. Get away from the world. Order now.
And make the world go away.
I like
I'm
it.
Here for it. I'm
operators,
here for it.
Yeah, operators are standing by, Laura.
Wonderful. Can I get, instead of the babbling brook, I'd really like Enya with whale sounds.
Yeah, let's check into that. Make the world go away. Operator standing by, call now. Also standing by is Jimmy Fallon. Laura, the Puppy Bowl is back.
I feel like that is the television content that we need already, 8 days into 2021.
What's new in theaters this weekend? What's new in theaters this weekend?
This ain't gonna be easy.
Here's Movie Mike with the new movie rundown on 94KX.
Today is the day movie theaters are finally allowed to reopen in Pennsylvania, so there are a bunch of new movies to talk about that will be opening locally. First up is News of the World. This is a post-Civil War Western with Tom Hanks trying to save a young girl from some very bad people. This movie is terrific, and Tom Hanks is great in it. You wouldn't think that he'd be good in a Western, but he really is. Also opening is Monster Hunter, starring Mila Jovovich. This is an adaptation of a popular video game. I screened this movie with my 12-year-old, and we both thought that it was a lot of just good, dumb fun. The Croods, A New Age, is also playing. Very funny sequel to the original Caveman animated film from a few years ago. Nicolas Cage and Emma Stone are back doing the voices. Carey Mulligan stars in Promising Young Woman, and this is a really provocative, dark comedy drama about a woman trying to avenge the sexual assault of her best friend. This movie goes to some really far-out places. We've also got Fatale, starring Hilary Swank, and this is basically just a very, very lame Fatal Attraction ripoff. I was laughing out loud a couple times at how absurd the plot gets.
Oh, my.
We've also got Pinocchio, a new live-action version of the classic children's tale. And finally, Wonder Woman 1984, the sequel to the massive hit from a few years ago. This movie's already been running on HBO Max. If you don't have that service, you'll be able to see it up on the big screen starting this weekend. And I will have a review of it coming up for you in just a few minutes.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Isn't it interesting that Movie Mike has been around so long, he is now screening films with his 12-year-old son?
I know. It's actually really, really cool. And Logan has opinions.
Yes, he does. So mm-hmm. when dad and son get together, it's usually pretty interesting. Movie Mike is coming up in just a few minutes with that movie. Okay, real quick, Laura, Tom Hanks in a Western. It looks great, doesn't it?
It does, I mean, honestly.
Tom Hanks can do anything.
He can do no wrong. We love Tom Hanks.
Gal Gadot returns in Wonder Woman 1984, and this time she's facing down two enemies. One is an aspiring oil tycoon, played by Pedro Pascal, who's gotten his hands on a relic with magical powers. The other is mousy co-worker Kristen Wiig, who morphs into the supervillain known as Cheetah. Chris Pine also returns as Wonder Woman's boyfriend, despite the fact that his character is technically dead. Here's a good reminder that no movie character is ever really dead when the original made $412 million at the box office. To be honest, there's a lot of story going on in Wonder Woman 1984, leading to a 2.5-hour running time. Parts of the story are also a little bit on the goofy side. I really like that, though. A lot of superhero movies these days have become dour and self-serious. This one just wants to be fun, and it is. All the performances are terrific, the action scenes are exciting, and there's a nice sense of humor running throughout. I think I like Wonder Woman 1984 even more than the original. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3.5 invisible jets.
Okay, thanks, buddy. 2.5 hours of Wonder Woman? Really, Laura?
The husband and I watched it at home. Yeah. I thought it was great. He was like, eh. I loved how they kind of made the backstory of her invisible jet. Like, I don't want to give any spoilers, okay. But it was great. I thought it was fun, just like Movie Mike did. There was humor. There was action. There were, like, sort of ridiculous CGI scenes where you're like, really? But it kind of made it awesome.
All right, there you go. Wonder Woman gets capes up from Laura and a couple of invisible jets from Movie Mike. Mike will be back on Monday with his entertainment report. News is on the way next. It's Tom and Laura on a Flashback Friday.
That's right. And if you have any requests, Ford Fun Line is open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Probably one of my favorite Van Halen songs, but I don't know.
I literally just thought to myself, and you'll know the answer, what year is that from?
89, maybe? Perhaps. It was definitely the Sammy Hagar years, but it was David Lee Roth, and then it was Sammy Hagar, then it was Roth again, then they tried to tour together. All they did was fight. Anyway, what a neat Flashback Friday
song. I just remember in the early 90s that a lot of times that beginning portion was used on television in either advertisements or like the beginning of certain shows or newscasts or special programming. Am I making that up or am I remembering that correctly?
You are. I mean, sports abused it. You know, when it was going to Championship Sunday, they have to win right here, right now. You know?
Right? Okay.
Whatever. Over and over. I used to MC a fashion show, and we used that to open the fashion show like every year for like 10 years. Finally, I went to the sound guy. He's like, can we switch it up a little bit?
Like, maybe. Maybe we need to mix it up.
Anyway, Flashback Friday. I hope you are enjoying it as much as Laura and I are. Seth Meyers with a late night soundbite for you people who are wondering where to make a move in 2021. And we say goodbye today to actress Marion Ramsey. She passed away yesterday at 73. Now, you might not recognize the name unless you're a Police Academy junkie.
Great movies.
Great movies. Stupid, funny movies. She was Officer Hooks, the one with the soft voice.
You will endure an extremely rigorous physical training program. Do you know what that means, Hooks?
I'm not sure, sir.
Voice commands.
Zip your lips, slouch your butts to the sea, listen hard!
That was my favorite scene.
That's a lot better. That's a lot better.
Zip your lips and put your butts in the chairs now! Anyway, Marion Ramsey from Police Academy. She did other bit parts and appeared in TV shows. But for you Police Academy fans, yeah, that was absolutely the best.
And now I have to go watch the original.
Yes, this weekend. Let's do it.
Forever. No, seriously, let's do it.
Okay. And one more quick flashback on a Flashback Friday.
Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us serve it your way.
Burger King. Remember that? Have it your way.
Have it your way.
Burger King has just announced that they've updated their logo. And it's much more modern. The only problem is it looks just like the 70s logo.
I was going to say, it literally just went back to the original.
Back to the future with Burger King. Flashback Friday. There you go, Paul. It's always great to hear from him. Down there in the Camp Hill area, he looks forward to Flashback Friday every single day. It's such a sad song, though, but it's a cool song because it's a classic.
I was going to say, I actually really like that song by Terry Jacks.
Yeah, I think. And if you think it's sad and you're a little mopey now, we have 4 tips to have a happier and more positive New Year. Is that it?
Well, here's the thing. 8 days in, 2021 has already packed a wall up, right?
yeah, it has. I've
seen all these memes floating around where it's like, it's like 2021 strolling all in, and 2020 is like, what do you got? And then 2021's like, hold my beer.
Watch this. Yeah, here it comes. So maybe we should just, the events of the last few days, just put it behind us and get positive, right?
Yeah, so we have to train ourselves to think positively. Last year was a super difficult year for just about everyone. But I think, you know, you and I have made it our mission to have a better 2021.
Yeah, and here's four tips according to Forbes, right?
Here we go. Number one, start thinking positively as soon as you wake up every single day.
We don't have a choice. We're in radio.
It's true. But basically training yourself to think positive thoughts in the morning can set you up for a better day overall.
Very good. Next.
Number two, drown out those negative thoughts. People have a tendency to put more weight on the negative experiences, and the past 48 hours definitely, definitely proves that. So basically, we need at least five times as many positive experiences to counteract one negative one.
Really?
So start in the, yeah, that's
wow.
what it says.
Okay, a 5-to-1 odd. Okay, there you go.
Number three, focus on finding positivity.
Ah, the Wise Market Healthy Bites ladies were talking about this.
They were indeed. Yep. Mm-hmm. Beth said whether that's, you know, watching funny videos or seeking out encouraging stories, reading uplifting quotes, etc. Mm-hmm. Focus on seeking out that positivity in your day.
All right. And finally, number four.
Hang with people who make you happy.
I mean, that is so true, Laura. That is right? so true.
So as the great Elle Woods once said, I'm going to paraphrase a little bit.
Okay.
But she was like, exercise creates endorphins, and endorphins make you happy, and happy people don't kill their husbands. So here's my suggestion. Get your person who makes you feel happy, go for a walk, create those endorphins, and then you won't murder your spouse.
There it is. and that was a good paraphrasing too, by the way. Our very own Taylor Schultz here in the studio. She said to me the other day, I'm 1 ounce of serotonin away from committing a felony.
Oh, God.
I loved it. Nurse is next. Flashback Friday, football weekend. I know you're excited about it, Laura. NFL is very so exciting to you. Give us some of that excitement now.
Yay.
I just love
it. I can't
help
it.
My team, the Baltimore Ravens, play the Tennessee Titans again this weekend, a rematch of last year where the number one Ravens were upset by like the number seven Titans. This weekend, Baltimore number four and Tennessee number five. The big game, though, is Sunday night with the Steelers and the Cleveland Browns again. And you can hear it on our sister station, 100.9 The Valley. Ooh, sounds like Mackie's
a Steelers
fan.
Are you a Steelers fan? Oh, no. I think he's upset that the Eagles aren't in the playoffs.
Well, there's always next year, MacGyver. I was just thinking maybe we could have him, like, pick the bracket. Is that a good idea?
All right, Mac. All right. Who do you want to have win? The Cleveland Browns or the Steelers? Bark once for the Browns, twice for the Steelers.
I think he barked twice there. Steelers.
Did you bark twice for the Steelers?
Wow.
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right. Well, that's pretty cool. And good luck. Good luck to the Eagles next year. Oh, you know what? As long as we got him picking the football games.
Sure.
Is he going to pick my team, the Baltimore Ravens or the Titans?
All right. Bark once for the Ravens, twice for the Titans. Go. What do you have to say? That's two barks.
That's two barks. All right. I got to go call my bookie. I'll be right back.
You should.
Wrapping up a Flashback Friday. If I can't have Laura with me doing this show, I don't want nobody, baby.
That's right, baby. If I can't have my Tommy Tom, I don't want nobody, baby.
Yvonne Elvin wraps us up. And what has been a record show today, MacGyver making the NFL picks has blown up. Everybody loves it. Maybe he should do it every weekend.
Listen, he now barks on cue. Okay, I can ask him to bark once for something, bark twice for something else. Dare I say it, give a growl, or bark three times.
Well, so, did pick the Steelers to win over Cleveland, and he also picked the Philadelphia Eagles to sit at home this weekend. So they were two very good picks.
They were indeed.
And then today's phrase that pays, a phrase you did not hear throughout the show this morning, Murphy, that is not your pillow.
Oh. That you heard that, though, off air.
I certainly did. So it's Tom and Laura, MacGyver and Murphy in the morning.
I don't know if folks remember a little bit, real quick, a little bit ways ago, I did a Try It Tuesday. People were like, look at him with his pillow. I'm like, that's his pillow. Well, he's being naughty this morning because he keeps bringing me pillows and they are not his pillow.
And then there was another Try It Tuesday Live video where MacGyver's head slid onto the kitchen counter and wanted to participate. We absolutely love Laura's dogs. They are a big part
of
the show.
They're going nuts right now. I don't know what happened in the past 10 minutes to like wake them up. They went from snoozing on the couch to running around the coffee table. But, you know.
It's Friday. It's Friday.
It is Friday.
So we wrap up the week and we wrap up the show with a thought for the day.
I wrote a poem Friday.
Oh, okay.
And I'm actually feeling a little guilty.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
And this is my ode to Friday.
Okay.
Dear Friday, I'm so glad that we're back together in 2021. I'm sorry you had to see me with Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but I swear I was thinking about you Friday the whole time.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye, guys.